Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now, our next segment is another award winner. It's called Storytime with Gordon Tallis.
Oh, there's no sting. There's no play on.
No, well, there's no. It's just cost-cutting.
Okay,
it's
thank
no,
you.
I thought you get to Raging Bull.
I'm not in charge of the intros.
Okay.
Oops, all right?
All right, just
okay.
Checking.
All right, what's the story?
Well, you are in charge of the intros, the producer Charlie's.
Yeah, thank you.
You are.
Thank
you, Maroon. Supposed to
mate,
be
don't
one.
Don't listen to him.
He got.
I thought he was going to be.
You have let yourself go and have a good hard look.
I talk about cost cuttings. If Charlie White survives till next Saturday, then I will get breast implants. All right. Have you got a story, knucklehead, or not?
Do you know what? The only sport that's going on now, obviously, is horse racing, right? And Elf was a master G up, right? And we'd always get the club to fake these, you know, promotions on a Saturday, and we'd all go to the races together. And I remember one day I was sitting there, and there was a race on, and there was a grey horse in the race, and I said, "That's not fair. So why is that old horse racing the other horses?" And Elf teased me about it because I thought the grey horse was old. I thought that, you know, as horses got older, they went from brown to grey, just like humans. And, you know, horses are born grey, obviously. So, yeah. Hey.
Geez, he must have got a few other blokes as well, though, Gordy. Elf, when he decides to square up and try and play a bit of a prankster.
Elf's more just with quick wit, you know, like he's always teasing and joking that way. He's not so much of a prankster. Nathan Brown and Noel Goldthorpe were the ones. But when I was at the Dragons, right, like they'd put, like one day I jumped out of the shower and I put on my tracksuit pants, I had to go back home, and I was that itchy. I'm sitting there, I was itchy. They got itching powder and put it in all my clothes. So then I took them back off, jumped back in the shower, washed it off, jumped back in. I reckon I would have did it about 10 times. They just sat there cracking up, laughing. And then they'd put prawn shells, in your hubcaps and things like that. It wasn't.
And what about when they dacked you at Sizzler?
Oh, well, that was Nathan Brown. So he said, when I lived with Brownie, just at Cogra there in Lob Crescent, and it was right behind Sizzler there for all those Dragons fans. And, you know, you're living with six guys. We weren't that good at the washing machine, you know, throwing it in the old Fisher and Paykel and spinning it around and hanging out. So I'd run out of clean clothes, and I saw Brownie did his washing, and there was a pair of clean shorts on the line. So I've just grabbed them, put them on, and gone up the Sizzler. And he goes, "They're my shorts." I said, "I know, mate. I'm going to do my washing tomorrow, mate. I didn't have anything clean. I'm going to, mate, I'll wash them and I'll give them back to you tomorrow." And then he knows that I don't like wearing underwear. I think that underwear is overrated. So we're waiting in Sizzler, and I got up to the counter, and that's when the big glass outside was about, you know, and there might have been 200 people waiting on the glass because, you know, you'd all line up to get in.
Sizzler, Princes Highway, Cogra.
And then I've gone to pay the girl, and as I put my hands up to pay, he's dacked me in front of everybody. So I'm standing in Sizzler naked. And as I've tried to pull the pants up, I was standing on them and they got trapped on my thong. So I was just chucking the brown eye for about 30 seconds at all the customers. It's fair to say they didn't eat that night.
Well, that's story time with Gordon Tallis. A couple of little gems there. Now, kiddies, you can go off to sleep for the afternoon. It's the Saturday Sin Bin, and we do it thanks to our mates at King G.
Just before we move on, Anthony, just a couple of tweets lighting up social media, MMM_NRL. There's one from Bruno down at Little Kongwong. He says, "Gordon, I'm glad you brought up that story about underpants. I just want to let you know we've seen Anthony Maroon walking his dog down here quite regularly recently, and he just wears his Y fronts if he wears anything
No. I was down there the other day, but I wasn't in Y fronts. I was in boxers. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.